Are there any mums in? By shouting out, who's a mum?
Yes.
Proper ones, not just ones that have done it to get a flat. I'm kidding, we all love mums. You know, mums are great. They're the great unsung heroes of our society. They do so much for so little. What do mums ever get? All they ever get is, you know, not even a thank you, just Mother's Day. Mother's Day's rubbish, isn't it? It's like a Toblerone from the garage or some flowers from a lamppost. What? I think it's all right to give your mum flowers you've taken from a lamppost where there's been an accident. Because if you think about it, you wouldn't do that if she'd brought you up a little bit better. It's her fault. At what point, and really I'm asking the men, at what point do you get paranoid about receiving enlarge your penis emails? It's not just me getting them, is it? It's just I'm currently getting about 10 a day. 8 of them are from my girlfriend. The 2 from my mum that really hurt. It's a rather pitying look you're giving me there, madam. I don't need your pity, frankly. I'm not particularly well hung, but I don't mind admitting that. I'm not embarrassed or ashamed, because I know that any woman that thinks being well hung is important is just shallow. Maybe that's not quite the right term to use. I broke up with a girl once because she lied about her weight. I say that, she died in a bungee jumping accident. You see, because she was heavier than she... Has anyone got anything he could be colouring in? I've always liked swearing. I'm a big fan of swearing, especially sort of middle-class, polite swearing, the sort of swearing parents do in front of the kids to pretend they don't swear. Terms like effing. We all know it means fucking, but it's a nicer way of saying it, isn't it? I've got a story about this. I was at a wedding with my friend Craig. He's Scottish. He swears a lot. Actually, I don't need to say both of those things. Anyway, we're all suited and booted at this very posh wedding on our very best behaviour. He leans across the table. He says, pardon my French. I thought we're in trouble here. I happen to know you don't speak French. You barely speak English. He says, pardon my French, but we all know Paul is an effing... As if that's the bit of the sentence that needed cleaning up there. I tell you what I think we're shit at as a nation. I think we're terrible at languages. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
I think the British are terrible at languages, and I think that's why at one stage we had an empire. I think our arrogance got us an empire, because, you know, we got sailing ships and we went off around the world trying to buy stuff to bring back to show off. That's what you do on your holidays. We arrived on the shores of a foreign land, we got out the boat and we said, I'd like to buy some spices, please. I'm getting nothing here, Jeremy. Say it a bit louder. Right you are. I'd like to buy some spices, please. Still nothing. Well, I'll fetch the muskets, we'll build a railway in 200 years, they can have a call centre. When I did used to work for a living, I was always very jealous of the women that I worked with, because women have the best excuse for a day off sick. I love a day off sick. Marvellous. Duvet, very nice and comfy. Mm. And women have the best excuse. The best excuse, as we all know, is women's problems. And the reason women's problems is the best excuse is because women's problems is the end of a conversation. Why didn't you come in yesterday? Women's problems. I like to think if I was the boss, things would be slightly different. Women's problems? Tits or fanny? Which is it? Maybe I could have a look. Roller coaster, pooper scooper, oompa loompa, Kawasaki, 4 unrelated words, meaningless in all respects, other than if you're trying to do the Geordie accent. In which case, they're a fucking gift. Roller coaster, pooper scooper, oompa loompa, Kawasaki. Makes me happy. All together. Roller coaster. Pooper scooper. Oompa loompa. Kawasaki. Perfect. Are there any Geordies in? No, presumably they're outside with their shirts off fighting. But I wonder what the fellas are up to. My father used to say, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Till the accident. Feminists say, and you may agree with this, you may not, feminists say, a woman's work is never done. Maybe. If they got themselves organised, it'll be better. It's a bit of an icy stare you give me there, madam. What you've got to understand is that's postmodern misogyny. That joke is, in fact, steeped in irony. So don't you worry your pretty little head about it, love. I had one of those serious relationship conversations the other week with my girlfriend where she sat me down and talked at me for about 6 hours. I hadn't realised until then that when a man says he is spoken for, that is quite literally what he means. She said to me, she said, Jimmy, we're at a crossroads in our relationship. Down one road is hard work and commitment, but ultimately, happiness. And down the other road, well, the other road is a dead end. And I said, that's not a crossroads, that's a T-junction. Well, I'm glad you laughed. She went fucking mental. You know why so many American kids die in high school massacres? It's because they're not allowed to run in the corridors. Take your time with that. That's wrong on a number of levels. It's very I don't know if you've noticed this, Birmingham. It's very difficult to get the first kiss right. You want to be firm, but gentle. You want to be manly, but you don't want to wake her up. Sometimes you can sense a friend wants to take things further. Will it ruin the friendship? Things get hot and heavy on the sofa one night, you think, this doesn't feel right. You're my best friend. You're not even allowed on the couch.
Bad dog, town boy.
I met a fat vegetarian. I thought, well done. All that on salad, you go, girl. Whenever I'm cooking, I always make sure there are vegetarian options. They can make do or they can fuck off. There's a lot of problems in the world, so I like to do a little bit of problem solving every day, try and make the world a slightly better place. British women, that's you ladies, British women last year spent £280 million removing unwanted body hair. Surely it would be cheaper and easier just to move to Germany. If you're worried about putting on a few extra pounds and you want to be ready for next summer with your beach body, why don't you visit Somalia and get some fucking perspective? There's people with real problems, you fat cow. I don't know if this has ever happened to any of you, but I split up with my last girlfriend because she was very hypocritical. She used to say, I love surprises, but then when she found out I was sleeping with her sister... My girlfriend always says, you never tell me how much you love me. I don't want to upset her. A couple of weeks ago, we were making love and she had, well, she had an asthma attack. I did briefly think I was doing really rather well. Then about sort of the 90-second, two-minute mark, I thought, hang on, she's laying this on a bit thick. Either she wants something or she's not well. And she wasn't well. I totally panicked. I didn't know what to do. So I phoned a friend of mine who's a doctor and he lives just down the road from me and I said to him, you know, what should I do? He said, well, yeah, don't panic. It could be quite serious. It probably isn't, but I'll pop right over. I said, what should I do in the meantime? He said, finish yourself off. Don't give me that look. It was the right thing to do. A lot of women worry about one breast being smaller than the other. But focus on the positive. One of them...
It's bigger.
And we call that one our favourite. This is interesting. There's an evolutionary reason why men love breasts. It's because prehistoric men loved breasts. Have you noticed this, ladies? All men have got obsessive-compulsive disorder when it comes to boobs. Have you noticed that? All men have got OCD when it comes to breasts. No man has ever kissed and caressed a breast, yeah? All right, not a brilliant mime, I'm sorry.
That looked like I was cracking a safe whilst trying to get the temperature right in a hotel shower. Pretty multitasking. Turn on the taps, test the water. That's how, that's how I remember it. That's very much foreplay for beginners.
Not ready yet. Not ready yet.
Oh, like a fucking slip and slide. Bang.
Well, I'll tell you why I've asked you all to come this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to talk to you about men that like obese women. I'm not talking about men that like women with a fuller figure. That seems entirely normal, natural and right. More cushion for the pushin, as I believe people say. I think that's the expression. No, I'm talking about men that like women who are can't leave the house fat. So, I'm not talking about anyone in here this evening. Unless, in order to get out, someone had to cut the side of the house off and there was some sort of winch involved. I'm not talking about people with water retention. I'm talking about people with cake retention. People that tell you they've got a thyroid problem. You say, oh, really, a thyroid problem? What are you taking for that? Pies? You know, the kind of girl that looks as if she makes a cracking breakfast, but wouldn't want to share it with you. I saw a thing on TV the other day, actually. It was on one of these kind of makeover shows that were on during the day. They did a makeover on a girl. She was 34 stone. It was like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I say a makeover, they gave her a fringe. Is that really going to turn the corner for a girl like that? That's what I'm asking. I don't think it will. I can't imagine a scenario where a guy, you know, he's drinking in a bar, he looks across, he sees a girl, she's 34 stone. It'd be tough to miss her, let's face it. He thinks to himself, she's a little bit big for me. Goes back to his drink. Meanwhile, the makeover team are in. Snip, snip, snip. He looks back, he thinks, actually, I would. It's the excuses that get me. The excuses are amazing. The camera adds 10 pounds. Stop eating fucking cameras.
I fucked a girl with one leg. Should've used my cock. Been described as the hardest working man in comedy. Not that impressive, is it? The hardest working man in comedy. That's like being the best looking guy in the Burns unit. No offence to any Burns victims we got in. Are there any in? If there's one, there'll be fucking loads. They tend to stick together. And we're off. Someone came up to me outside and went, I thought you'd be younger. I said, I was. I'm 40 years of age, but girls still check me out. I wouldn't mind, but they're so bloody obvious about it, pointing and whispering. Stranger danger. Every night after the show, I have attractive women banging on my dressing room door, and sometimes I let them out.
I did a gig for the Aisling Foundation. Does anyone know the Aisling Foundation? No. Well, they're quite a small charity based in London. They're an Irish charity, and what they do is they take Irish builders and navvies that came over in the 1950s and 60s, and these are older guys, they've fallen on hard times, they give them pensions and retirement homes on the west coast of Ireland. And I did a gig for them, I thought it was a great charity. I went out there, I said, it's lovely to be here supporting the Aisling Foundation. I've got a new slogan for you. Fuck off home, the roads are finished. Apparently they're famous for their sense of humour. Oh no, they're fucking not. The other charity that I did a gig for last year was Stonewall. You know Stonewall, the largest gay charity in Europe? I did a gig for them up in Edinburgh. I went on, I said, it's lovely to be here in Edinburgh. I'm not sure about supporting Stonewall. Sure, maybe if we raise enough money, maybe one day we'll be able to find a cure. But I'm not sure there's anything wrong with being gay. That was pretty much their reaction. Although they were slightly more theatrical. I keep on getting mistaken for Alan Carr. So what I've done is I've stopped sucking men off. That was my hand symbol for no more cock. I don't quite know what that round of applause was for. Is that you thinking that's a very funny joke or homosexuality is just about willpower? People often ask me, what were you like at school? So I tell them, I was a little black girl. There's about half of you laughing, half of you thinking, was he? You would never know. Wetting your bed is embarrassing as a child, but as an adult, wetting a child's bed is mortifying. It's almost impossible to explain that shit away. I was in the south of France. I saw a brownie on a school trip. She was holding up a book. It said on the front, rough guide. I thought, yeah, she's not a looker. That's the easiest joke in the show. If you don't get that, you might as well fuck off now, mate. 3% of Britons never leave a tip, and they're known as the weirdos that live at the tip. I told my best friend I fucked his wife and got her pregnant. That cured his hiccups. There are a lot of obese children in Britain today, but focus on the positive. The pensions crisis is over. Come on, those tubby little fucks aren't going to see 40. Never mind 65. There's quite a lot of young people in. If you're young and your parents are getting divorced, it can be a very difficult time. But remember, it's not your fault. Your mum's a slag. It's pretty bad being told you're adopted, but not as bad as being told you're gonna be adopted.
A lot of people like to smoke cigarettes after sex, but you can't buy cigarettes until you're 16, so I have to get them for both of us. I've got a friend that got into an argument with a barmaid from Sunderland. Long story short, he ended up calling her a fat, ugly, Geordie. And she said, I'm no a Geordie. I'm no a Geordie. Sorry, that's a terrible accent. But it is how they talk.
Sting, the popular singer, Sting's often bragging about his 8-hour-a-night sex sessions with his wife, Trudy. Imagine how long he'd be able to keep it up if she was a looker. In Japan, they believe that tiger penis improves fertility. But I think, if you really want to get pregnant, you're best off using a man's cock. My best mate's girlfriend is 6 months pregnant. They said, you want to feel the baby? On reflection, I think they meant on the outside. They say travel broadens the mind, except with Americans, which tends to widen the arse. A lot of people quote the fact that only 10% of Americans have passports. The thing is, they say it like it's a bad thing. Don't get the wrong idea, I've got nothing against Americans. Just one came up to me after a show a couple of weeks ago and said he thought I was patronising. I said, well, I think you'll find that's pronounced patronising. It means when you talk down to someone. Don't worry, I'm not being condescending. I'm far too busy thinking about important things you wouldn't understand. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Did you know you're 10 times more likely to get mugged in London than you are in New York City? It's because you don't live in New York City. I got stopped earlier by one of those charity muggers. You know the ones in the high street with the clipboard and the optimism? He stopped me and said, if you give £5 a month, no children will get hurt. Like a fucking protection racket, isn't it? Speaking of charity, though, the largest charitable contribution in human history was made last year. An American man gave away $32 billion. He was some kind of Wall Street financier. Gave away $32 billion to the Third World. What an incredible, selfless, wonderful thing to do. But spare a thought for his children. How annoyed would you be? You've done what, Dad? Oh, for fuck's sake. So you're telling me the only way I'm going to get my inheritance now is if I move to Africa and get AIDS? Livid. Have a guess, ladies and gentlemen, how much I give every year to animal charities. Have a guess.
5p.
No.
20 grand. 100s of 1,000s.
Do you even know who I am? That's fucking optimistic.
Fuck
fuck all is exactly right. I realise some other people said nothing, but nothing is not the same as fuck all. Giving nothing to an animal charity would be, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Fuck all is much more, No. And I tell you why I give fuck all to animal charities. It's because there are charities out there for sick and dying children. I don't give anything to them either. But it's the principle of the thing. Those are the charities I don't give to first. You know why they raise all that cash to dig wells in Africa? So when they're finished, they can throw money in and wish for food. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing my new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because there'll be laughs and it'll be funny, and because I laugh funny. Come and see me. Go to jimmycarr.com for details, you know, dates and tickets and all that kind of thing. You know how to buy tickets. Go and buy some tickets.